Thou shalt not bear false witness against thy neighbor.
Thou shalt not raise a false report. Put not thine hand with the wicked to be an unrighteous witness. Keep thee far from a false matter, and the innocent and righteous slay thou not, for I will not justify the wicked.
Neither shalt thou bear false witness against thy neighbor. If a false witness rise up against any man to testify against him that which is wrong, and the judges shall make diligent inquisition, and behold, if the witness be a false witness, and hath testified falsely against his brother, and they said, It is false, tell us now. And he said, Thus and thus spake he to me, saying, Thus saith the Lord, I have anointed thee king over Israel. For truly my words shall not be false. He that is perfect in knowledge is with thee. Deliver me not over unto the will of mine enemies, for false witnesses are risen up against me, and such as breathe out cruelty. False witnesses did rise up. They laid to my charge things that I knew not. Through thy precepts I get understanding. Therefore I hate every false way. Therefore I esteem all thy precepts concerning all things to be right, and I hate every false way. What shall be given unto thee, or what shall be done unto thee, thou false tongue? A false witness that speaketh lies, and he that soweth discord among brethren. A false balance is abomination to the Lord, but a just weight is his delight. He that speaketh truth showeth forth righteousness, but a false witness, deceit. A faithful witness will not lie, but a false witness will utter lies. A wicked doer giveth heed to false lips, and a liar giveth ear to a naughty tongue. A false witness shall not be unpunished, and he that speaketh lies shall not escape. A false witness shall not be unpunished, and he that speaketh lies shall perish. Divers weights are an abomination unto the Lord, and a false balance is not good. A false witness shall perish, but the man that heareth speaketh constantly. Whoso boasteth himself of a false gift is like clouds and wind without rain. A man that beareth false witness against his neighbor is a maul, and a sword, and a sharp arrow. Then the Lord said unto me, The prophets prophesy lies in my name. I sent them not, neither have I commanded them, neither spake unto them. They prophesy unto you a false vision and divination, and a thing of naught, and the deceit of their heart. Behold, I am against him that prophesy false dreams, saith the Lord, and do tell them, and cause my people to err by their lies, and by their lightness. Yet I sent them not, nor commanded them. Therefore they shall not profit this people at all, saith the Lord. Then said Jeremiah, It is false. I fall not away to the Chaldeans. But he hearkened not to him. So Elijah took Jeremiah and brought him to the princes. Thy prophets have seen vain and foolish things for thee, and they have not discovered thine iniquity to turn away thy captivity, but have seen for thee false burdens and causes of banishment. And it shall be unto them as a false divination in their sight, to them that have sworn oaths. But he will call to remembrance the iniquity, that they may be taken. And let none of you imagine evil in your hearts against his neighbor, and love no false oath, for all these are things that I hate, saith the Lord. For the idols have spoken vanity, and the diviners have seen a lie, and have told false dreams. They comfort in vain, therefore they went their way as a flock. They were troubled, because there was no shepherd. And I will come near to you to judgment, and I will be a swift witness against the sorcerers, and against the adulterers, and against false swearers, and against those that oppress the hireling in his wages, the widow and the fatherless, and that turn aside the stranger from his right, and fear not me, saith the Lord of hosts. Prophets which come to you in sheep's clothing, but inwardly they are ravening wolves. Ye shall know them by their fruits. For out of the heart proceed evil thoughts, murders, adulteries, fornications, thefts, false witness, blasphemies. Said, Thou shalt do no murder. Thou shalt not commit adultery. Thou shalt not steal. Thou shalt not bear false witness. Honor thy father and thy mother. And thou shalt... And many false prophets shall rise and shall deceive many. For there shall arise false Christs and false prophets, and shall show great signs and wonders, insomuch
that if it were possible they shall deceive the very elect. Now the chief priests and elders and all the council sought false witness against Jesus to put him to death, but found none. Yea, though many false witnesses came, yet found they none. At the last came two false witnesses and said, Thou knowest the commandments, do not commit adultery, do not kill, do not steal, do not bear false witness, defraud not, honor thy father and mother. For false Christs and false prophets shall rise, and shall show signs and wonders to seduce, if it were possible, even the elect. For many bear false witness against him, but their witness agreed not together. And there arose certain and bear false witness against him, saying, Woe unto you, and all men shall speak well of you, for so did their fathers to the false prophets. Thou knowest the commandments, do not commit adultery, do not kill, do not steal, do not bear false witness, honor thy father and thy mother. And Zacchaeus stood and said unto the Lord, Behold, Lord, the half of my goods I give to the poor, and if I have taken anything from any man by false accusation, I restore him fourfold. And set up false witnesses which said, This man ceaseth not to speak blasphemous words against this holy place and the law. And when they had gone through the island to Paphos, they found a certain sorcerer, a false prophet, a Jew, whose name was Bar-Jesus. For this thou shalt not commit adultery, thou shalt not kill, thou shalt not steal, thou shalt not bear false witness, thou shalt not covet. And if there be any other commandment, it is briefly comprehended in this saying, namely, Thou shalt love thy neighbor as thyself. Yea, and we are found false witnesses of God, because we have testified of God that he raised up Christ, whom he raised not up, if so be that the dead rise not. For such are false apostles, deceitful workers, transforming themselves into the apostles of Christ, in journeyings often, in perils of waters, in perils of robbers, in perils by my own countrymen, in perils by the heathen, in perils in the city, in perils in the wilderness, in perils in the sea, in perils among false brethren, and that because of false brethren unawares brought in, who came in privily to spy out our liberty which we have in Christ Jesus, that they might bring us into bondage, without natural affection, truce-breakers, false accusers, incontinent, fierce, despisers of those that are good, the aged women likewise, that they be in behavior as becometh holiness, not false accusers, not given to much wine, teachers of good things. But there were false prophets also among the people, even as there shall be false teachers among you, who privily shall bring in damnable heresies, even denying the Lord that bought them, and bring upon themselves swift destruction. Beloved, believe not every spirit, but try the spirits whether they are of God, because many false prophets are gone out into the world. And I saw three unclean spirits like frogs come out of the mouth of the dragon, and out of the mouth of the beast, and out of the mouth of the false prophet. And the beast was taken, and with him the false prophet that wrought miracles before him, with which he deceived them that had received the mark of the beast, and them that worshipped his image. These both were cast alive into a lake of fire burning with brimstone. And the devil that deceived them was cast into the lake of fire and brimstone, where the beast and the false prophet are, and shall be tormented day and night for ever and ever.